The Elvis Cast with Grant Bench.
Welcome along to the final episode of Sue in Vegas talking about her great memories of Elvis. Now we're talking about things in Vegas related to the King.
I think of the shows that we had here, and Million Dollar Quartet when it closed. Heartbreak Hotel didn't last that long. Just hard to get the ticket sales. You know, and like I told you earlier, some of the prices are so stupid.
Oh, it's crazy.
I remember talking to some people with the show, trying to tell them what Elvis fans were like. I said, wouldn't you rather have more seats and lower the price than the other way around? But sometimes the bean counters don't think that way.
No, I mean, you talk about, those ones where you, I mean, I think the last time I went to Vegas, what did I see? It's $150 just for your seat in the back. And this is for nobody. Yeah. These are for no people. Imagine how much it cost you if you wanted to see who's in the showroom now. It's like Celine Dion and that type of thing.
Oh, well, Barry Manilow, I wonder what he costs at the Hilton. He's their superstar. God bless him, and I'm glad the Westgate has that. They have a new superstar because, it's a deserved comparison because I read the fans as they write notes on the Facebook page, and they're as devoted as us. And I'm like, Barry Manilow?
Well,
they are.
Have you seen him?
Long time ago, I saw him in a concert. I wanted to see him with the big band.
Yeah.
He was with not that many people on stage, and I was disappointed. But I got to tell you, the music was great. And I go, oh, that reminds me of that boyfriend. Oh, that song reminds me of that boyfriend. I'm like, I didn't think this was going to happen to me tonight, but it was wild. But the way he's got it in the Westgate, especially for Copacabana, he comes out on this elevated stage, and of course he's got an appropriate costume on, and they got confetti and streamers and all that going on. So I think I really want to go see that. Just got to see what it costs. I looked into Donny Osmond. I went, you want what? So yeah, the prices are crazy. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll say his name. My other favorite is Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
I've seen him a lot. He was kind of like an Elvis substitute for me, but it goes beyond that. I've seen him a lot years ago, and I keep in touch with what's happening on tour with fans. He was recently here in Las Vegas. I turned it down because to sit in the back was crazy price. Well, then he was going to be in Laughlin, which is 90 minutes from here. Ticketmaster added $30 of fees to the ticket. I said, never mind, I'm not going. And I know these devoted people there, they're going. When they share their pictures and videos, to me it's the next best thing, and I'm so glad they do it. I super duper appreciate it. I feel sorry for a lot of Elvis fans that were there back in the day and they couldn't go, or they just missed them. I have one friend that happened to her. They were going to go, and something came up and they couldn't go.
Well, it seems too. It wasn't that easy to get seats either, was it?
Sue McCaslin told me of the story of how she was with her friend Sandy Pishon, and then there's Keith Alverson and some other fans that are now known for great pictures of Elvis in concert. And they were spread across the United States. And they helped each other out, saying, okay, Elvis is going to be in my town. I'll buy your tickets. And they would go there early. They'd stand in line and, I guess, do the overnight thing and all that. I remember I did that once for Rick Springfield. And that was tough, just to, be in the front seat. So that's how they would do it. Other people, you stand in line, you do the best you can. It sells out in a matter of moments. I remember being on Ticketmaster for some stuff. I think about what would it be like now for Elvis. And I see Tom Jones on tour, and I see Engelbert, but I don't think they sell tickets like Elvis Presley would.
No, definitely not. Now, I've seen Tom Jones out here. Very good. Not like Elvis.
No, but he's fantastic in his own right.
Oh, they are.
I don't have anybody, you know, there's nobody with the magnetism and the charisma and the talent to me that replaces or comes close to Elvis. I might see somebody somewhere saying, okay, that was exciting. They have a little something. But if I think of all the concerts I've been at, and I've seen some good stuff, it doesn't compare. That this is cool. This happened on Facebook. This question comes up and says, okay, if you could go back to your teen years, what's two things that you would like to have again? I said, I'd love to have my hair, and I'd love to be able to go see Elvis in person. That was it, my two choices.
Yeah, but I'd only need one. Time machine back to see Elvis.
anybody talks about, you know, who would you like to see, or if you could go back in time, that's it, for sure. Like I said earlier, he was an important part of my teenage life, and, you know, that's the best thing that happened to me was becoming an Elvis fan. The other thing was being in the Navy. I would do it all again.
Yeah, Elvis. I mean, Elvis was when I lost my eye, and I don't remember anything of it. All I remember is getting all the Elvis records, and I'll take that any day.
And it helping, you through. Oh, gosh, there would be stuff at home that was very distressing, and I'd put on the gospel records to make me feel better.
Hmm.
I was going through my divorce, and certain songs, gospel and otherwise, I would just sing them to myself to handle the feelings that I had at that moment. I remember learning gospel in school. They don't teach music like they used to in school, and that's too bad. So I'm hearing Elvis singing Joshua Fit the Battle. I know that song, you know. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. I know that song. So, and then they'll learn all the other stuff, and it's great. And then to learn about early rock and roll and to study who influenced him. Him as a foundation to learn more and more about music and all the different, I'm going to say different Americans that contribute to the music that we have in this country. I think he's a pretty good starting point. There's other places to go, of course, but for me, he was a great place to go.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much, Sue. You're the best. And
thank you so much.
When I get all this editing done, I'll certainly let you know. It might take me just a little bit.
Yeah, I think I beat Stutchbury now.
Oh, yeah, I think I might need six parts for you. and even then, at the end, it says to be continued.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have more, but yeah, you've got plenty of fodder right now to work with. And I'm like I said, I'm glad to share, and I look forward to it coming out, and I hope it all sounds okay. That, you know, that I did a good enough job, and
you spoke from the heart, and that means everything.
Totally. Yeah, see, and I even got really emotional a couple times because it just. Yeah, I remember it again.
I just wanted to reach through the phone and give you a hug.
Yeah, a hug and a kiss to you too, my buddy. I just hope people visit the website and learn about Elvis in Las Vegas. That's why website.
Yeah, in the bottom of the description, when I put it up, I'll have those links there.
Yeah, and then for them to join my Facebook page if they think they'll get something out of it. When I hit over I remember being thrilled about 100. No, I'm past 1,000. And there's people all over the world following my page. How honored am I? God. So I keep the club going in spirit because, like you and I discussed earlier, there's nobody to do this kind of thing. except me. I remember when I was working on The Star, and Sue McCaslin said, it's like you were born to do this.
Yep.
And thinking it over, it was like, yeah, you know, it's like all the stars lined up, and I was the person to make this happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, others could have done it, but you were the right one in the right place and said, yep,
yeah, you're let's right. get it done. It scares me to think, okay, anybody else doing it. No, I want. I had the right people behind the scenes. I had the great supporters with incentives, and then getting the communication out, all that kind of thing, making it a total fan effort. That it's just so incredible, but so many people made it happen, hundreds.
And now and now Elvis has two stars. Power. Oh, yeah. And now Elvis has two stars. Nobody's got that.
Two stars. Mm-hmm. And when people go to the website, they can see all the places that exist in Las Vegas, whether it's historical
tribute. That was the other thing I wanted to say about Las Vegas. It's not just about the Westgate. There's heaps of Elvis around there.
That's what people need to know.
Yeah.
What's different in Memphis, okay, is you have Graceland and you have EPE, and they have all of that land, all of those venues to show. Granted, we complain every year how expensive it is, and I totally agree. I think that was part of the reason with the exhibit here. I couldn't believe the price. Again, I would rather have 1 million people show up and have them pay a small ticket price than the other way around. And it did not go down very well. So we fans are a powerful force. It's really rewarding to get that thank you note from Priscilla every year, and Lisa too, when it comes in that special CD. Yeah, I'll be sad next December and Lisa's name won't be on it.
I couldn't bring that up. You know, when you were talking about the meditation gardens, and I thought next time I'm there, I'm going to have to walk past Lisa, and I just can't. I still can't handle it all. It's just
how young she was.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who attended everything. She was practically a basket case, from what I can tell from her posts on Facebook, because she just was, Lisa was really important to her, and
I'm
glad I got to see her.
Yeah, one of the great things, I got to meet her once, ever so briefly.
Yeah.
But that means even more now that I got to see.
My favorite memory of her, and we'll talk about this again, is when they had the exhibit, and Priscilla made it up the stairs to the entrance, but Lisa stayed down below. She's totally surrounded by fans, and she smiled and signed autographs and helped with pictures, and her composure. Okay, and just the happiness I could see down there, and the appreciation that I could feel coming off of her for these people. You know, very aware of what she meant to them.
Hmm.
And you know, in other circumstances, when you have that many people crammed up together in a hallway, it isn't too good.
Hmm.
But there, it was nothing but perfect.
Mm.
And that's how I remember her the best, even though I saw her at other times. That was really special. So the other thing I remember about her is, and I was a little bit ticked off, where she was talking about the hotel. She goes, I didn't know this thing was still here. I'm like, Lisa, really? She didn't know that the building was still there. My girlfriend and I looked at each other like, that is not cool.
No.
It is what it is.
I can understand you being slightly ticked off, but yeah, I'll forgive Lisa for that.
Yeah, it goes right back. It's like, don't insult my hometown and don't say bad things about the Westgate, because that's, you know, kind of like my home away from home. And I'm so glad Mr. Siegel could save it.
Yeah.
I remember saying that to him. I said, thank you for saving this hotel. He said, boy, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said that to me. So it must have been really going on. Elvis fans don't realize how close we came to losing it.
Yeah.
So when we talk about that later, I'm going to have to explain that. And this is the, you know, the good thing about me being a local and with a history, you know. But being aware of the news and the newspapers and all of that. I don't know anybody else that can do it like that.
That's why we have you.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm going to have to accept that with grace.
Hmm. All right. Like I said, I could talk to you. Keep talking, but.
It's been so wonderful, my dear friend, for us to do this like so many years ago.
Yeah, and we're going to do it again next year. As soon as I know the date, I'll let you know.
Yeah, and I'll think about where I'm going to take you. I really do want to do California because seeing his houses has been on my list since I was a teenager.
Well, wherever you want to take me, I'll be there, and we'll have a great time as always. As long as we find some prickly pear ice cream, we'll be good.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to investigate that. Too bad they don't sell it by the gallon.
Either that or a series of the Waffle Houses along the journey.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, the Waffle House. That's right. That's our place. Oh, yeah. How could I forget? That's it. Boy, order that big breakfast platter, right? Yeah.
What was the other one you took me to? We didn't need it. What's the old country? I bought a CD there.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
You're thinking of Cracker Barrel. Yeah, with the rare CD. We have one in town now.
Yeah,
we've had it for a few years.
Because I don't think we ate there. We stopped somewhere. There's a Cracker Barrel. We didn't eat in there.
Yeah, to take a break. And I remember pointing out to you, saying, you better check their CDs because I know they do some special ones you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, I've got it.
Pleased.
I've got one. Yeah, it's in the rack. It's in the rack.
Yeah, exactly. To get that rare one of a kind. I've had fun going to Walmart and Target and wherever else and get those special albums for you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my mum.
Like, oh, it's nice to have a connection.
My mum says you've got enough, but I'm like, no, you never have enough.
You never have enough. If that's the thing that you want to collect, that's it. I don't look at Elvis things that often. Oh, it's like, how many T-shirts? Well, I'm sorry, I could wear one. I've become this fan I met many, many years ago. I could wear a different shirt every day for, well, not a year, but damn close.
Sounds all right to
That's
me.
That's how many Elvis shirts I have. So.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you again, Sue, and I'll be in touch very soon. And when I get this ready, I'll let you know.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thank you. It was great to spend the evening with you.
And now you know how to use this technology. We can do it anytime.
I know, isn't that great? I'm thinking about my cousin. Like, who else do I want to do this with? So this is great.
All right, I'll talk. Thank you, Sue.
All right, thank you too, Grant.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, love you. Bye. Right.
Love you too. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Elvis Cast. Subscribe or follow the show on your podcast platform of choice. Just search for Elvis Cast. All the links and contact information can be found on my website, elviscast.com.
If you'd like more information about this episode's special guest, check out the show notes in the description. Thanks for listening to the Elvis Cast.